Na om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachaline Vivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Katitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'm happy to be with you this, for me, afternoon, for you, evening. Yes, you've already explained where I am.
Sorry.
I understood Yindu and
yes.
Govard. Yes, Govardhan Eco Village is a very beautiful place in the country.
Maharshi 就在印度的戈尔丹生态村, 这是一个非常美丽的乡间。
Yes, I could spend the whole time just speaking about this place, but our subject is Bhagavatam.
马尔尼说我可以花很长时间一直谈论这个地方有多么多么美丽, 但是我们今天讲课的主题是圣殿博加瓦坛。
But I will say that just before it was, before coming here, after just two nights staying in Mumbai, before that I was in Chennai, South India.
之前呢,我在孟买待了两天,在那之前呢,我又在南印度的Chennai。
And in Chennai, we had a two-day conference on the, it was interfaith dialogue, Vaishnava Christian dialogue.
在Chennai我们是召开了两天会议,是就是宗教之间的交流会议,有 Vaishnava宗和基督教的对话交流。
Yeah, this is a very interesting subject. How do we communicate? How do we relate with people of different traditions, faith traditions?
这是一个很有意思的话题。我们如何和不同宗教背景的人士沟通和交流？
And in a few days, I will be going to Ahmedabad to take a 10-day course at an institute for Jainism. Jain, the tradition of Jainism, is a very ancient tradition of India.
在此之后呢，我会去阿拉哈巴的。
Yeah, Jainism is very interesting tradition which emphasizes non-violence, ahimsa.
耆那教是一个很有意思的宗教传统，它强调的是不用暴力 ，ahimsa。
ahimsa。
ahimsa。
Right. And then after that, I will go to Mayapur, and I will give a seminar for 3 days.
在那之后，我会去 Mayapur， 在那里做一个连续三天的系列讲座。
And there my subject is dialogical Vaishnavism. It's encouraging Vaishnavas to make dialogue with other traditions.
我的讲课的主题就是Vaishnava 中的对话，鼓励 Vaishnava 和其他宗教的传统的人士展开对话交流。
Yeah.Okay, let's continue with the story of Gajendra in his very difficult situation.
让我们继续来讲述处在困境当中的向往 Gajendra 的故事。
First, we can invoke the Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Charanarottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashta Preshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So we may remember from last time that Gajendra is fighting with a crocodile in this big lake.
我们可能还记得上次讲课的内容， Gajendra 和一头鳄鱼在
And Gajendra is an elephant, so elephants are very strong.
Gajendra 是一头大象，大象是很强壮的。
But he's really struggling. He's struggling with this crocodile.
但是他确实在跟这个鳄鱼在苦苦的缠斗。
Okay, so now we're coming to verse number 30 of chapter 2, canto 8, the elephant Gajendra's crisis.
我们正好讲到了第八篇第二章第三十节，大象嘎尊者的危机。
And now Gajendra is having a realization.
现在 Gajendra 有了一个领悟。
Let me read the Sanskrit. Tato Gajendrasya mano balojasa kalena dirgena mahana bhutvyaya vikrishyamanasya chale vasidato viparyayo bhut sakalang.Jalokasa. And you could read the translation.
译文，在水中拖来拽去的，撕斗了很多很多年之后，大象的心意、躯体和感根的力量日渐衰弱。相反，鳄鱼作为水生动物，它的斗志日益高涨，躯体和感根的力量也与日俱增。
Okay, so we have viparyaya means opposite.
我们现在就有了一个对比，截然相反的对比。
The elephant is becoming weakened of a siddhata.
大象变得体力衰弱了 ，avasiddhata。
And the opposite, Viparyaya, is the crocodile. He is becoming stronger.
相反, Viparyaya, 那只鳄鱼变得越来越强大。
And the reason he's becoming stronger is Jala Okasa is a resident of the water.
他之所以越来越强大, 是因为他是水生动物。
So he is at, the crocodile is very much at home in the water. And the elephant is only a visitor in the water.
因为鳄鱼, 是水生动物, 水就像它的家一样, 而大象呢, 对水来说, 是, 是很陌生的, 它就像是一个来访的客人一样。
Okay, generally, for the sake of, because we're going quickly through these chapters, I have been jumping over Srila Prabhupada's purports, but here I want to call attention to his purport.
在我们博加瓦塔的概览学习当中，我们一直关注的是师节，对很多要旨呢，我们都忽略不计，但是在这里，我要提醒大家来注意帕帕德所给我们的要旨。
So in the purport, Prabhupada is first explaining about the particular situation here, how the elephant was out of his element, whereas the crocodile is in his element.
Prabhupada在这里解释了这种特定的处境，大象它没有处在自己一个应有的位置，而 鳄鱼呢，就是处在他自己自然的环境当中。
And then he takes from this story a lesson for us, which has to do with the Varna Ashrama system, especially the ashramas.
所以帕帕德就从这个故事当中呢，就得为我们得到了一个领悟，特别是 Varna Ashram 的这个里面的 Ashram 的一个领悟。
So maybe you could read in English. It's I think the fifth sentence from the top. It starts now from this we may take the lesson. You see that?
Yes.
And then you could read up to just before he quotes one verse.
Okay. 从这一点，我们可以吸取教训，在同玛雅作战时，我们不应该处在体魄斗志和感官不能奋力拼搏的劣势中。 Krishna直接运动已经实际地向迷幻能量宣战，在这迷幻能量中，一切生物都在错误的文明知识中腐化堕落。Krishna直接运动中的战士们应该总是具有强健的体魄和高昂的斗志。为了保持强健，他们应该把自己放在一种正常的生命状态中，处在哪一种正常状态因人而异。 所以有Varna Shram的划分，Brahmana Satriya Vaishya Shudra Brahmacharya Vihastha Vanaprastha和Sanyas，尤其在这个年代，不建议人成为Sanyas。
Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. Prabhupada is first, he's giving a kind of image that we are in a war situation.
让我们来讨论一下这一点。帕帕特首先给我描述了一种画面，我们呢正好是处在一种战争的状态当中。
And it's a war against Maya.
我们在向玛雅宣战。
And Maya is very powerful.
玛雅是强大无比的。
And so we need to have all the strength we can get, to fight against Maya.
哦，所以我们应该全力以赴与玛雅作战。
And Prabhupada refers to three kinds of strength we should have. Physical strength, enthusiasm, and sensual power.
Prabhupada 提到了我们应该有三种力量，体力，热情和感官的力量。
So, how to get and maintain these powers, he says we need to keep ourselves in what he calls a normal condition of life.
如何能够得到并且保持这种健康的状态力量帕帕呢说我们应该处在一种正常的状态当中。
Well, that's a very general idea. Normal. What is a normal condition of life?
什么是正常的人生状态呀？这是一个泛的概念。
So then he says, the normal condition will be different, for different people, and this is indicated, by the Varnashrama system.
什么样的是健康状态？这是因人而异的。所以这里就暗示了有Varnashrama 的划分。
And then he lists the four Varnas and the four Ashramas.
他就列举了四个 Varna 和四个 Ashram.
And then he says something perhaps surprising. He says, especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is advised.That no one takes sannyas.
但是帕帕德还说了一点让人很惊讶的话，在尤其在这个卡利年代，不建议人去做托钵僧。
And then he quotes the verse, which makes this statement. It comes from one of the Puranas called the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, but it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
帕帕德然后引用了 Brahma Vaivarta Purana, 这个是在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面引述的。
And then he goes on to say some more about the Sannyas Ashram, and the reason he's speaking about Sannyas Ashram,is, you could say, historical. When Srila Prabhupada was writing this, he had a certain situation in mind.
所以帕帕德谈到这个 Sannyas Ashram 是具有历史意义的，因为他在写作这个这段文章的时候，他有脑子里是有一些想法的。
And the situation was thatSome of his young sannyasis that Prabhupada had given sannyas to were having trouble keeping their vows.
当时帕帕德给了一些年轻的小伙子们 sannyas, 这些门徒们现在很难去继续履行自己的誓言。
So here Prabhupada is saying,It's all right to not be a sannyasi. One can still practice Krishna consciousness.
说做不做 sannyasi 都没有关系，但是人应该继续来履行 Krishna 知觉。
Because the real point is to practice Krishna consciousness. It's not about being in this or that or another ashram.
关键是要修行 Krishna 知觉，至于处在哪一种的生命境界里面，这倒是无关紧要。
But one may still wonder about this this verse that Srila Prabhupada quotes, this injunction that one should not take sannyas in Kali Yuga.
对，有的人还在那琢磨，帕帕德说，人，他为什么要引述这个人不应该在卡利年代做sannyasi这段时节呢？
One could ask, so if it's forbidden, why did Srila Prabhupada give sannyas, and why did Prabhupada take sannyas, and why did his guru take sannyas, and why did his guru give sannyas to others?
所以有的人可能就会问，既然这个卡利年代禁止人做sannyasi，为什么帕帕德本人做了sannyasi，他还给别人sannyasi，然后他的灵性导师也是做了sannyasi，然后也给予其他人sannyasi呢？
So this seems like so many contradictions.
这就好像是做的和说的有点矛盾呢，有这么大的矛盾。
And that is discussed by Srila Prabhupada elsewhere in other contexts.
在另外一种背景当中，帕帕德又谈到了这一点。
That basically that Vaishnavas accept sannyas for the purpose of preaching.
大致的意思是说 Vaishnava 为了传教而接受了sannyasi。
And this is Tridanda sannyasa, which is, you could say it's a higher position than the ordinary sannyasa.
这是 Tridanda sannyasa. 这比普通的 sannyasa 相比来说，他们处在更高的地位。
But here, to get back to the point, Prabhupada is making this nice analogy of especially ashrama or normal condition with the situation of the elephant of Gajendra. He was not in his normal position.
是帕帕德就用嘎真者来作为一个例子。 像嘎真者就没有出了自己正常的生活环境当中。
And so this was Gajendra's problem. He was in this lake, and he was in the wrong, so to say, in the wrong ashram, and therefore he was becoming weak.
甘真者处在湖中呢，这个不是他一个正确的 ashram， 所以他就变得软弱了。So
Gajendra is slowly realizing that he's not going to get free from this by his own strength.
甘真者慢慢意识到，靠着自己的力量。 他没有办法摆脱出目前的这个境况。
And it says in the next verse that after long thinking, he came to a decision.
经过了长时间的考虑之后，他得出了一个结论。
And we can read his... You can read the translation to verse
32。第二节，译文：当项王看到由于主的意愿，自己深受鳄鱼的钳制，完全受到束缚，处于无助的境地，不能使自己脱离险境。他极度害怕自己被杀，随后他长久的思考，终于得出了以下的决定。
Yes, aham chatam yami parangharayanam. So now he's made a decision, and the decision is to take shelter of the Lord.
他的决定是托庇于主。
So, we remember the title of this chapter is The Elephant Gangrenous Crisis.
我们还记得这一章的标题是向往嘎军者的危机。
A crisis is a situation in which we feel very disturbed.
这种危机就是一种状况让我们心烦意乱极度烦乱。
We may feel we are in great danger.
我们可能觉得自己处在巨大的危险之中。
And we might feel great confusion.
我们也觉得大惑不解。
In fact, we may feel so much confusion that we forget a simple point.
有时候我们脑子都乱了，一些很简单的要点我们都忘记了。And
that simple point is that we can't do anything without the grace of the Lord.
这个简单的要点是，没有神的恩典，我们什么都做不了。
And so we might be so confused we forget to turn for shelter to the Lord.
我们的脑子可能都乱了，忘了向主去求取庇护。
So here Gajendra is giving us a nice example. In his state of danger and confusion, he realizes he must turn to the Lord.
现在嘎真的给我们树立了个榜样，在他处在危险和困惑当中，他托庇于主。And
he realizes the Lord is the appropriate person to turn to because of who the Lord is.
他意识到主是一个去恰当的托庇的人，因为。 他知道主是一个怎样的人。
That he is very powerful and he is influential.
他是很有力量的，他也富有影响力。
And he gives protection from the serpent of time.
它可以给我们免受时间之蛇的噬咬。
Because, let's see, Yapayat Mrityu Prabhavati, even death runs away out of fear of the Lord.
这里说到，连死亡都因为害怕主而逃之夭夭。
So he says, Tam I Mahi, I take shelter of him.
所以他说,我托庇于主。
So this comes to the end of the chapter, and we can say, the worst is over for Gajendra because he is now remembering the Lord.
我们可以说，嘎真者的最糟糕的处境已经过去了，因为他现在想起了主。So
it's like in a good drama, the drama comes to a point of great tension, and the question is, what will happen next?
这就像是一出很好的戏剧，当戏剧到了激动人弦的那一刻的时候，人们会去预想接下来会发生什么。
And then what's going to happen next is explained by the chapter title of chapter number 3, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender. Gajendra is going to offer prayers to the Lord.
下面会发生什么呢？ 标题已经给我们了答案，是感知者皈依的祷文。
Now it's interesting. first we hear from Sugata Goswami in the first verse that he concentrates his mind and his intelligence pretty in the heart.
Sukadeva Goswami 说，向王可真者用完全的智慧在心中冥想。
And then, japa paramang japyam. It's very nice sounded. Japa, he chanted.
的意思是在心知觉或心中，叫japa的意思是他唱诵。
So we know the word japa, and here we have a past tense form of the verb. Japa, he chanted.
我们知道 japa 的意思是唱诵，叫 japa 就是他唱诵。
And what did he chant? He chanted japyam, literally that which can be chanted.
他唱诵了什么呢？ japyam 就是说能够被唱诵的内容，这是他的字面意思。
And then, in the word for word, Prabhupada translates japyam as a mantra he had learned from great devotees.
哈帕德在词对词的解释当中，把它翻译为他曾经从伟大奉献者那里学到的曼陀。
So this may be he's taking from one of the previous commentaries.
可能庞帕德是援引之前的一个评述者的说法。
And there's explanation in the final line, Prak Janmani Anushikshitam. In his previous birth, Prak Janmani Anushikshitam, he practiced this japya.
在 Prak Janmani, 他前生 Anushikshitam 休息过，他前生练习过这个曼陀罗。
So Gajendra is going to offer prayers which he knew in a previous birth.
Gajendra 将会念诵他在前世曾经吟诵过的祷文。
So this is a very wonderful thing. Generally, we completely forget everything from our previous life.
所以这是一件很奇妙的事情。通常我们会忘掉前世发生的事情。
Or at least, we seem to forget.
或者至少我们似乎已经忘记了。
But this story suggests that it is possible to remember, possibly under distress, under duress. It may be that we can remember something important from a previous life.
但是这里说到，可能是在一种极度沮丧的情况下，我们有可能回忆起前生的事情来。
Yeah, and also we can refer to the purport here. Prabhupada is pointing out what Krishna says in.Toward the end of chapter 6 in Bhagavad Gita.
在这里宽帕德引用了是他在《大家梵歌》第六章末尾的时候说的诗节。
Namely that a person who practices yoga, if he does not reach perfection, he will give birth in the next life.We shall carry on from that place, from the previous life.
这要是说到一个修习瑜伽的人，如果在那一世没有达到完美，在下一世他会从前世停顿的地方再度开始。
purvabhyasena tenaiva hriyate hi avashvisaha. So from his previous practice, by that he will eventually come to his perfection of yoga.
从他前世停止的地方，他再度努力，直至达到瑜伽的完美境界。
Yeah, so, and Prabhupada concludes in that purport, therefore we should be practicing diligently to chant the Mahamantra.
Mahamantra.
Which is much easier than these prayers that Gajendra is chanting.
这比Gajendra所吟诵过的那个宝文要容易的多了。
Yeah. If we had to learn all the prayers of this chapter instead of the Maha Mantra, this would be a big challenge.
如果我们要想要学会这章里面的所有的祷文，对我们来说也是一个巨大的挑战。
Okay, so verse 2 is the beginning of his prayer, and I can chant this verse. Shri Gajendra Uvacha, Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Yata Etat Chidatmakam Purushaya Divichaya Pareshaya Vidimahi. You can read that translation.
译文，第八篇第三章第二节。译文，噶尊者王说：“我向至尊之人瓦苏德瓦对前进的顶拜，由于他这个物质躯体根据内心的展示而活动，因此他是众生的根源。” 他进入每个生物体的心中，像布拉玛和希瓦这样崇高的人士都崇拜他，请让我来冥想他。Okay,
this the last word of this verse, abhidhimahi, takes us all the way back to the very first verse of the Bhagavatam.
这首诗节里面最后一个词。 Abhidhimahi 又把我们带到了圣典波迦瓦禅开篇的第一首诗节，
where the last line of that verse is ending with the word dhimahi.
第一篇第一章第一节最后也是以 dhimahi 作为结束。
Dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Dhimahi is a kind of invitation. Let us meditate.
Dhimahi的意思有一点点邀请的意思，让我们来冥想。
And abhidhimahi is just giving more emphasis.
Abhidhimahi 就是更加强调。
So, Gajendra is he's saying, I'm going to meditate on the Lord.
Gajendra 说，现在我要冥想主了。
And he's also inviting us to this meditation.
他也邀请我们和他一起来冥想。
So in effect, he is inviting us to join him in this meditative prayer.
所以事实上他邀请我们和他一起来来加入这个冥想式的祈祷。
Okay, so there are so many sets of prayers in the Bhagavatam, and Gajendra's prayers are prominent among them.
在佛教瓦坛里面有各种各样类型的祷文， Gajendra 的祷文在这些祷文当中是位于一个突出的地位。
We may remember going back to Canto 1, we have the prayers of Queen Kunti.
我们还记得第一篇里面有昆蒂王后的祈祷。
In which she is addressing Krishna personally. Krishna is directly standing in front of her.
Krishna 就站在昆蒂王后的面前，他昆蒂王后是在跟 Krishna 本人说话。
And then later in Canto 4, we have Dhruva Maharaj offering prayers directly to Lord Vishnu.
在第四篇中 ，Dhruva Maharaj 和主 Vishnu 向 Vishnu 供奉祷文。
There are other prayers. If we go to the 10th canto, famous prayers of Akrura, again, with Krishna personally present.
第十篇中 ,Akrura 也在 Krishna 面前供奉祷文。
Oh, I should mention also famous prayers again in the first canto of Bhishmadev, also to Krishna who is personally present.
Bhishma Deva 也在站在他面前，也向站在他面前的 Krishna 供奉了祷文。
But here the situation is different in that the Lord is not present. He is invisible. He is not before the Lord, or he is not in front of Gajendra.
所以这里呢情形有一点不同，主并没有站在真正的面前，他是不可见的。
And therefore it's good to keep this in mind, the situation in which he's offering these prayers.
所以我们要知道这个人供奉祷文的时候的处境是怎样的。这一点是很有用的。
Now, at least in the beginning, Gajendra is offering what we might call rather philosophical prayers.
这一开始，Gajendra, 他的祷文呢是有点哲学气息。
Let's read verse number 4.
来读一下第四节。译文：至尊人格守神通过他自己的能量，使这个宇宙暂时可见，有时又使其不可见。在任何情况下，他既是至尊原因，又是至尊结果，既是观察者，也是见证人，所以。他超越一切，但愿这位至尊人格守神赐予我保护。
So again, let's remember that he is beginning with Dhimahi or Abhidhimahi. This is a meditation.
我们还记得他一开头就说 Dhimahi 或者是 Abhidhimahi， 这就是一种冥想。
And we might say that he is helping himself to deepen his own meditation by thinking about the depth or thinking about the qualities of the Lord in relation to meditation.
我们可以说他在帮助自己深化自己的冥想，通过去冥想主的品质 in relation to what? Sorry, my heart, I forgot.
In relation to his own meditation.
在和他自己这个冥想相关的这个品质啊。
So if it's a meditational prayer, he wants to go deep into his own inner awareness.
如果这是一种冥想式的祈祷，他想要进入他自己内在的觉知。
But to do this, it's very significant. He's not thinking about himself, really. He's thinking about the qualities of the Lord, which facilitate his going deeply within himself.
他不是想着自己，而是想着主的品质。这些品质使他能够深入的去冥想。
He's meditating on the transcendental nature of the Lord in great detail, what it means to say that the Lord is transcendental to everything.
那在冥想在详详细细的冥想主的那些超然的品质，这些超然品质都意味着是什么。
And so one of his qualities he mentions here is mula, he is self-sufficient.
这里提到了一项超然品质是 atma mula, 它是自我满足的，自给自足。
The word mula literally means root, as in the root of a tree.
Mula 的字面意思是根，就像是大树的根一样。
So it's Atma Mula means one who is one's own root. The root of oneself is oneself.
Atma Mula 就是说一个人的根就是他自己。
And another way to say this would be that the Lord is completely independent.
还有一种说法就是主是完全独立自足的。
Finally, at the end of this prayer, he says, Avatu, Mom, Avatu, please give protection.
最后他说到，Avatu, Mom, 就是请给予我保护。Avatu, Mom, 请 Avatu, Mom, 请给予我保护。
Please protect me.
请保护我。
请保护我。So, he's also following the proper etiquette in approaching a superior person, to ask for something.
他也遵守了，去向一位，地位崇高的人，请求保护，应该遵守怎样的礼仪？
The proper approach is to first praise the person.
恰当的做法是首先去赞美那个人。
But the praise should be accurate. It should describe the person accurately. It should not be flattery, which means an exaggeration.
但是赞美呢，应该恰如其分，而不应该是恭维奉承。
Gajendra is describing the Lord's transcendental qualities, and then after doing that, he makes his request, Avatu, Mom, please protect me.
他在描述主的超然品质，在此之后他就做出了请求，请保护我，阿玛特玛。
And by describing his qualities, he's reminding the Lord that the Lord has the qualifications to protect him.
通过描述主的这个超人的品质，他提醒主你有保护的这项品质。
Okay, the next verse talks about cosmic destruction.
下一首诗节提到了宇宙的毁灭。
So Gajendra is experiencing his own destruction.
Gajendra 在体验到自身的毁灭。
And so now he's saying, well, the reality is that not just my body, but this whole universe is subject to destruction.
他意识到了，现实是不只是我自己的躯体。整个宇宙都是注定要毁灭的。
But again, because you, the Lord, are beyond this destruction, it is logical that I take shelter of you to be protected from destruction.
因为您主是超越于这些毁灭，所以我向你请求保护，使我免于毁灭，这是符合逻辑的。
Okay, let's read verse number 6.
第六节，身着迷人的服饰，在舞台上翩翩起舞的艺术家，并不为观众所了解。同样，至尊艺术家的活动和特征，甚至连半圣人和伟大的圣者都想不明白，更何况那些如动物般没有智慧的人呢？半圣人和伟大的圣者以及没有智慧的人，连主的特征都不能明白，他们又怎能说出主的真正地位呢？但愿这位至尊人格守神赐予我保护。
There are a few times in the Bhagavatam that the Lord is described as a nutta, as an artist.
佛教瓦坛里有几处把主给描述为是艺术家。
Artist, nutta, in this case, he's giving the idea of the Lord being like a performer on a stage.
在这里就主就像是在舞台上进行表演的艺术家。
Actually, the word nata means dancer.
Nata 本意是舞蹈者。
And one name for Lord Shiva is Nataraja, the king of dancers.
而且主希瓦有一个名字叫 Nataraja, 就是舞王。
And Nataraja is also a name for Lord Chaitanya.
Nataraja 也是主 Chaitanya 的别名。
Because Lord Chaitanya dances when he chants the Ma Mantra, he also dances in wonderful ways.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在唱诵 Maha Mantra 的时候，也以美妙的方式翩翩起舞。
But it just now strikes me, because he's talking about destruction, that there is an allusion here to Lord Shiva.
因为刚真的提到了毁灭，这里面呢就有点暗指了主希瓦。
Because when Lord Shiva performs his famous dance, it is a dance of destruction. He is making the destruction of the cosmic of the universe.
当希瓦跳起他的毁灭之舞的时候，就是为了要毁灭整个宇宙。
In any case, Gajendra is appreciating how difficult it is for people to recognize the Lord because he is like a very clever dancer on a stage.
让人们去理解主有多么困难，就像人们不理解在舞台上进行表演的聪明的艺术家一样。
And then he has at the end what we might want to call his refrain. The word refrain in English means like in a song, you have a line which repeats again and again. That is called a refrain.
就像是反反复复的歌唱一样。
So here he's saying, before he said avatu mam, now he says ma avatu, ma avatu. It's the same thing. Please give protection.
以前他说 avatu mam, 现在他说 mam avatu, 请给予我保护。
So thinking of this as a refrain reminds us that while he's offering prayers, it's also like a song.
在他供奉祷文的时候，也让我们想起了他在也像是在唱歌一样。
And we usually don't think of elephants singing songs, although sometimes they make a what we call a trumpeting sound.
What is a trumpeting sound?
The sound of a trumpet.
A kind of
horn.
大象的歌声就像是小喇叭在叫。
So Gajendra is singing a very nice song. In fact, it seems he's singing in perfect Sanskrit.
小金哥在唱着一首非常好的歌，好像是以着完美的梵文语言在唱歌。
And we may wonder, how is it possible if he is in such distressed condition to do this?
我们会心里面琢磨，像搞这种处在这种苦恼的当中，怎么能够做到呢？
Well, how to understand? I think all we can say is that it is very wonderful.
所以我们能够说的就是，这真的是很奇妙的。
Now at the end of verse number 7, Gajendra says, Sa me gati. He is my destination. He, the Lord, is my destination.
Gajendra 在第七节的末尾说到, Sa me gati. 他那位至尊主是我的目的地。
And this is interesting because he's identifying himself with the great sages, the munis and the susadhus, the great sadhus.
因为这是很有意思的，Gajendra把自己也认同为那些牧尼和伟大的圣人们。
Who are aloka vratam, who observe vows of renunciation, brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyas.
是 alovrata, 那些遵守 brahmachari, vanaprastha 和 sannyas 誓言的人。
So this is interesting because Gajendra is not none of these. He is a householder. This whole story begins with him playing with his wives in this lake. Enjoying his wives. But here he seems to be taking on a mood of renunciation.
但在这里好像他接受了弃绝的心态。
And what sort of renunciation this is, we may wonder.
我们可能心里想，这是怎样的一种弃绝呀？
Is it genuine renunciation, or is it only temporary, just so that he can save himself?
他的弃绝是真正的吗？还是说只是短暂的，只是为了要让自己保住性命？
There is one kind of renunciation called Markata Vairagya.
有一种弃绝称为是 Markata Vairagya。
Markata means monkey.
Markata 的意思是猴子。
And monkeys are very renounced. They don't wear any clothes. They live in the trees.
猴子们非常气绝，他们一丝不挂，生活在树间。
But of course, they also have their wives. They have their children.
但是他们也有自己的妻子和孩子。
They are very much engaged in sexual activity.
他们很热衷于性生活。
So it is a kind of superficial renunciation.
所以这是一种表面的弃绝。
Another name for superficial renunciation is Smashana Vairagya.
另外一种来描述这种表面弃绝的梵文词是 Smashana.
Smashana.
Smashana Vairagya.
Smashana means the place for burning the dead bodies. The cremation.
Smashana. 就是火葬场。
So when someone in the family dies, we are very sad.
家里的成员过世了，我们很难过。
And we all go to the funeral.
我们都去参加了葬礼。
And at the funeral, we see the harsh reality of material life.
我们可以看到在这个葬礼上物质世界的残酷的现实。
And as we witness the cremation of the body of the dear one, we feel very much a spirit of renunciation.
让我们目睹我们所爱的人的躯体被火化时，我们也体验到了一种超脱之心。
But it is very temporary. After the funeral is over, everyone goes back. They go to the bar and they drink.
但是这都是非常短暂的领悟。葬礼一结束，人们都去酒吧，来个一醉方休。
And then life goes on in the usual way.
人生恢复了常态。
So, hopefully, Gajendra is not either Smashana Vairagi or Markata Vairagi.
所以我们希望 Gajendra 既不是 Smashana Vairagi 或者是 Markata Vairagi.
Let's hope that he is a genuine Vairagi, a genuine.
我们期望他是一个真正的弃绝者。
Okay, then in verses 8 and 9, some more description of who is the Lord, what does he do? He comes to this material world.
第八和第九节提到了主是谁，他做了是什么，他来到了这个物质世界。
It mentions he comes as Lord Rama, he comes as Lord Krishna.
这里提到他以主 Rama 和主 Krishna 的形象到来。
At least in Prabhupada's translation, I don't think it's in the Sanskrit.
这我认为这是帕帕德的翻译，原本的梵文世界里并没有这两个人的名字。
But the point is, Acharya Ramane, he engages in wonderful activities.
但是这里强调的要点是 Acharya Ramane, 他在从事着美妙的活动。
And here, Gajendra is simply offering obeisance. Tasmai Namaha, I offer obeisance unto him.
在这里Gajendra 只是在做出顶拜 Tasmai Namaha 我向他做出顶拜。
It's kind of noisy out here. This is the weekend, so many people, visitors, local Indians are coming here for the weekend, and they're not famous for being quiet.
那外边有点吵，马哈尔就说印度人呢，很多人在周末都会来到这里，印度人呢是不以安静而出名。
So he's offering obeisance to the Lord, and we could say this is interesting that he is offering respect, addressing the Lord in the third person. He is like this, he does like that. I offer obeisance unto him.
这一点很有意思。真正的对主称呼呢是第三人称。主他这样我向他做出顶拜。
Now we may remember he has also addressed the Lord directly when he said, Abhadumam, please protect me. He's addressing him, what we call second person, directly addressing.
我们还记得感觉者说阿巴图曼是对主呢是第二人称的说法，请您保护我。
Okay, now he's going to continue in this mode of more formal respect, offering obeisance with the word namaha.
他在这里又继续正式的祷文，说到我顶拜主南马哈。
And you could say the format of this next prayer, number 10, is a standard, what we may call a standard pranama mantra.
这第十节我们可以说是一个标准的顶拜祷文。
Also verse 11, let's see how far this goes. Number 12 also is a pranam mantra. 14, okay, so there's a few verses that are in this format of pranam mantras.
13,
let's read number 12.
我们读一下十二节。我向变成万有的主瓦苏戴瓦，向主以凶人的形象显现的主你形象戴瓦，向主以动物形象显现的主瓦尔哈戴瓦，向传播非人格主义的主达塔彻亚，向主布向佛陀以及其他化身致以前进的顶拜。我向没有物质品质但你又接受了这个物质世界中善良激情和愚昧之品质的主致以前进的顶拜。我还向非人格 Brahman 放光光灿 致以前进的顶拜。
Okay, so there are some interesting points here. I'll read the Sanskrit. Nama shantaya gauraya mutaya gunadharmine nirvisheshaya samyaya namo jnana ganaya cha. A first general point is that we can say he's listing names of the Lord.
这里有一个总的要点是他在列举主的化身的名字。
And they're in a particular grammatical form. In English, we call it the dative form.
一种特殊的戏剧化的形式。
So when you offer respects to a person, you're bringing respect toward that person. So in many cases, it would be in this form. So shanta becomes shantaya.
当你一个人致敬的时候，这 shanta 就变成 shantaya。
Or we know maybe more familiar, we have the mantra we chant when we begin Bhagavatam.
还有波加瓦堂讲课之前所念诵的这段曼陀罗。
So we say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So that Vasudevaya is in this dative form. It's, the name is Vasudeva, and then unto Vasudeva becomes Vasudevaya.
Vasudeva, 如果是像 Vasudeva 的意思呢，它就是变成了Vasudevaya 这种形式。
Now, in the second line, we have a surprise.
在第三行有一个让我们惊讶的地方。
Because the Lord is here being called Mudha.
主在这里面被称为是 Mudha.
Yes, Mudha.Usually means a fool, someone who is very stupid.
Mudha 的意思有时候被称为是傻瓜，很愚蠢的人。
Then we look at the word for word translation, and we see mudhaya unto the form of the Lord as an animal, such as the boar.
但是 mudha 是作为动物的主的形象，比如说雄猪。
Yeah. The word mudha is it. This is explained by Srila Ramanujacharya.
这 Ramanujacharya 解释了这一点。
Ramanuja was a great teacher of the Sri Vaishnava tradition from the 11th and 12th centuries.
Ramanuja Acharya 是 Sri 传系，也就是拉什米传系中的一位伟大的 Acharya。他显现年代是可能是公元11世纪或者12世纪。
Yeah, the Sri Sampradaya. So he explains that all words, every word in every language, are actually describing qualities of the Lord.
他说，语言中的每一个词都描述了主的品质。
They're all making some reference to the Supreme Lord.
他们都提到了至尊主播。
And so, even a word like mutha, which normally means fool, can be a glorification of the Lord.
比方说 mutha 本来是傻瓜，也可以实际上变成是对主的荣耀。
Now we have another surprise in the third line.
这第三句话里面又给了我们一个惊讶的地方。
With the word nirsheshaya.
Nirsheshaya, 这个词儿。
This is another surprise, because what does nirvishesha mean?
这也是让我们感到惊讶的地方。这个 nirvishesha 的意思是什么？
Nirvishesha means without differentiation.
Nirvishesha 的意思是没有区分的。
And when we offer respect to Srila Prabhupada, we find this word. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachar Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. We offer respects to Prabhupada who delivers Paschatya Desha, the Western worlds, from Nirvishesha Shunyavada.From the doctrine of non-differentiation and emptiness.
我们平时念诵帕帕的顶拜祷文，就是他把西方世界从nirvishesha 这个没有物质区分的和 shunyavada 是虚无主义。这种思潮当中拯救了出来。
But here again, the Lord is being described as nirvishesha. So what is going on?
但是在这里，主被描述为是 nirvishesha， 所以这是什么意思呢？
So again, we look in the word-for-word translation, and there we see nirvisheshaya.Who is without material qualities being fully spiritual.
然后我们就看他字字的解释。原来是没有物质品质的，充满灵性的。
So in this way, we can see that Jira is redeeming some words which are generally considered negative and using them to glorify the Lord.
表经者在这里就巧妙地转换了意思，把表面上看上去是非常有负面印象的词儿呢，变成了是对主的荣耀。
Yeah, so it's a wonderful thing that he is doing with these prayers.
所以表经者他在祈祷的时候，是这以这样的方式呢，是很美妙的一件事儿。
Okay, let's see what else. Okay, let's read verse 14.
我们来读十四节。我亲爱的主，您是所有感官对象的见证者，没有您的仁慈。就不可能解决种种疑惑，物质世界就好像是您的影子。诚然，一个人接受这个物质世界为真实的，是因为这个世界只是展露出您存在的一个小部分。
Okay, so, this is nice. He is pointing out.One of the effects of the Lord's mercy, namely that he can solve all doubts, all problems of doubts.
这里指出了主的仁慈的一个方面，他能够解决所有的疑惑，或者是能够产生所有疑惑的麻烦。
Sometimes doubts are described as demons.
有时候疑惑也被描述为是恶魔。
And so they can be quite dangerous.
他们也有可能是很有危险性的。
So just like the Lord kills so many demons as a child in Vrindavan, he can kill the demons of doubt.
就像主在文达文作为孩子，他杀死了很多恶魔，他也能够杀死恶魔般的疑惑。
On the other hand, it's also been said that faith is always in dialogue with doubt.
一方面，信心总是和with dialogue with what? Doubt.
Faith is always in dialogue with doubt.
Yes.
Yes. Now here, let me just look. It's saying, sarva pratyaya hetave. Okay, the word pratyaya means, I'm just looking it up, means belief or firm conviction.
Sarva pratyaya. Pratyaya 的意思是信心，或者是完全的相信。
It can mean certainty.
它也意味着肯定。
Or it can mean proof.
或者是证据。
So sarva pratyaya hetave. The word hetave is the dative form of hetu, and hetu means cause.
Hetave, 它的词根是hetu, hetu是导致。
So compounds are read backwards. You start with the far right and you go toward the left.
所以这个合成起来这个意思呢，就是从右到左，就是变成从左到右，那就是字它的顺序就颠倒过来了。
So we have a compound here. We have sarva pratyaya hetave, or three words together in what's in a compound.
Sarva pratyaya hetave, 这三个字组在一起成为一个合成词。
So we start at the end. We start with hetave.
我们从 hetave 开始说起。
And we change it to its form without the dative, so it becomes hetu.
所以我们把它去掉了那个修饰的那一部分，变成hetu。
So hetu means cause. So cause of what? Cause of pratyaya, conviction or faith.
黑图是导致什么 ？Pratyaya， 信心，确信。
Conviction，which conviction？Sarva， all convictions。
什么样的信心？所有的信心。Sarva， 一切。
Yeah， so we offer obeisance， hetave。Unto the Lord who is the cause of conviction, of all conviction.
所以我们向 能够导致我们所有的信心的那位主做出敬拜。
Yeah. Okay. Then, namo namaste kilakaranaya nishkaranaya buddhakaranaya sarvagamam naya maharnavaya namo pavargaya parayanaya. This is a very poetic verse with three times the word namaha, obeisance.
这十五节非常有诗的韵味儿。有三处出现了南马哈，我顶拜。
Let's see now, because here he's referring to the transcendentalists. He says, "There is shelter of all transcendentalists."
那这里提到了超然主义者，您是一切超然主义者的庇护者。
Now, sometimes Srila Prabhupada explains that he explains the word transcendentalist in a very inclusive way.
有时候帕帕德把这个超然主义者呢，以一种非常广博的方式来描述他们。
He says even one who practices karma yoga is a transcendentalist.
即便是修行业报瑜伽的人也是超然主义者，所以是一种非常包容的方式来描述他们。
Because the karma yogi is endeavoring to transcend karma.
因为那些业报瑜伽师在努力的超越业报。
And so he's identifying himself. Gajendra seems to be identifying himself with the transcendentalists.
似乎 Gajendra 已经把自己视为超然主义者了。
Or we could say he is in praising the Lord, he's also praising the transcendentalists and therefore also seeking their mercy.
我们也可以理解为他在赞美主，也在赞美超然主义者，从而在寻求他们的仁慈。
Or we can say that by praising the transcendentalist, he's pleasing the Lord, and therefore the Lord will be inclined to give him shelter.
我们也可以理解为他在赞美超然主义者，这一点会取悦主，使主会欣然给予他庇护。
Yeah. Okay, let's read verse number 16.
来读十六节。我的主啊，正如火被阿软尼木柴覆盖一样，您和您无尽的知识被物质自然属性所覆盖，但是您的心意一点也不受制于自然属性。那些谙熟灵性知识的人不受制于伟达文献规定的规范原则，因为如此精进的灵魂是超然的，您亲自显现在他们纯洁的心意之中，所以我向您致以虔诚的顶拜。
So here it seems that he's calling attention to the more advanced transcendentalists, the Naishkarmya transcendentalists, those who are beyond seeking karma or action and its results.
他在提醒我们关注那些Naishkarmya的超然主义者，就是不去寻求活动的结果的那些超然主义者。
And in Prabhupada's translation, because these such advanced souls are transcendental, you, the Lord, personally appear in their pure minds.
在庞华的英文当中，因为这些超人主义者如此纯净，所以您就显现在他们纯净的心意当中。
And so, because Gajendra wants the Lord to appear in his own mind, he's offering respects in this way.
因为Gajendra希望主也能够显现在他纯净的心意当中，所以他以这样的方式向主做出祈祷。
Okay, and the next verse he's considering his own condition. Madrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya. So madrik means similar to me, like me.
在大一首诗节里面他提到了自己的状况来做一个比较。像我这样的人啊 ,Madrik.
And he refers to himself as Pashu, as an animal.
他把自己当做一头动物 ,Pashu.
Now, there are two general terms for animal in Sanskrit. One is Pashu, and the other is Mriga.
范文里面有两个词来描述动物。一个是 Pashu, 一个是 Mirga.
A Pashu is a domestic. A Pashu is a domestic animal.
Pashu 是家养动物。
Literally, it refers to an animal that is tied up with a rope.
字面意思是绳子束捆绑捆束起来的动物，拴住的动物。
And Mriga refers to a wild animal.
Mriga 的意思是野生动物。
And from Mriga we have the word Marga, which means pathway.
Mriga 我们又衍生出来 Marga。它就是指的是道路。
Now, Gajendra is presumably a wild animal.
Gajendra 本来就是一头野生动物。
Because he has been wandering with his wives in this forest, he is not being controlled by humans.
他和他的妻子们在森林里面四处徜徉，而不会受到人类的制约。
But it's interesting that he's referring to himself as a pashu.
但是这里把自己作为一头家畜，这一点很有意思。
And indeed, he is pashu pasha. He is. Entangled, he is tied, Pasha, as an animal.
而且他是 Pashu Pasha, 就是被绳子捆绑起来的一头动物。
And he's referring to the Lord as Vimokshana, as one who gives liberation. He gives liberation for animal surrendered animals like him.
称主为是维摩克沙那亚，是能够给予像他这样一个被捆绑起来的动物以拯救。
So we may sometimes ourselves feel like a tied up animal, tied down by the modes of nature.
我们有时候觉得自己也像是被物质自然形态捆绑起来的动物。
We may feel tied down by our circumstances.
我们觉得也是被环境控制的，动弹不得。
Yeah, we may feel tied down by our circumstances.
我们觉得自己被环境弄得无法动弹。
So we can remember Gajendra's condition for ourselves.
所以我们也可以想起为自己而想起 Gajendra 的处境。
Another interesting name for the Lord here is Alaya.
主的另外一个名字叫 Alaya, 这也是很有意思的。
One who is never inattentive or idle.
从来不会粗心大意或者是无所事事。
So this goes along with Gajendra's faith. He has strong faith in the Lord and he is convinced that the Lord is caring for him. He isAlert, he is ready to help him.
这感真者对主有着强烈的信心，他相信主是会保护他，并且主是始终是警醒的。
Okay, let's see. Pratyadrishe. Yes, and Pratyadrishe.Unto he who is the direct observer of all activities. So he's convinced that the Lord sees his condition.
Pratyadrishe 是一切状况的目睹者，他确信主已经看到了他的境况。
Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Bill.
好像 Maharaj 是不是又断线儿？
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Welcome, Maharaj.
You're back.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Could we read the translation verse 17?
Yes, 十七节，像我这样一头动物皈依了您，至高无上的解脱者，你肯定会将我拯救出险境。您不停地努力拯救我，您的确仁慈之至。通过您的全权扩展 Paramatma 住在所有体困生物的心中，您被赞颂为完全超然的知识。您无穷无尽，我向您至尊人格守神致以前进的顶拜。
Yeah, so here, Gajendra is expressing great confidence that the Lord is going to help him.
Gajendra 在这里描述了一个巨大的信心，主是将会来帮助他的。
So he is full of positive thinking.
满心积极的想法。
And you could say this positive thinking goes beyond simply optimism.
这种积极的想法超越了单纯的乐观。
We say there are two types of people. There are optimists and there are pessimists.
我们说世上有两类人，一类是乐观主义者，一类是悲观主义者。
But neither optimist nor pessimist has a firm grounding in reality.
但是，乐观主义者和悲观主义者都没有对这个实事现实有着足够清醒的认识。
On the other, in contrast, Gajendra is beyond both optimism and pessimism. He has conviction in the power of the Lord.
Gajendra 超越了乐观主义者和悲观主义者，因为他对主的力量有着完全的信心。
Okay, let's see. Let's continue. Okay, let's read a translation to verse number 19.
十九节，译文：崇拜自知人格守身之后，那些沉湎于宗教四原则、经济发展、感官享乐和解脱的人，从他那儿得到他们所欲求的，得到其他祝福，又何尝不可？的确，有时主将灵性躯体赐予有如此野心的崇拜者，愿这位充满无尽仁慈的至尊人格守神赐福我脱离目前的险境，脱离物质化的生命。
Okay, so this starts out with what are called generally the Chatur Purusharthas, the four aims of human society.
这里提到了人类社会的四大目标
Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. This, you can say, is inclusive of, practically speaking, every kind of desire that anyone could possibly have.
Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. 这是每一个人有可能拥有的这个愿望都包括在其中的。
But here, Gajendra is saying, even someone may have a different sort of desire.
即便某个人有个不同类型的愿望，Gajendra在这里是这么说的。
What then to be said for other sorts of benedictions?
那么关于另外一种祝福又有什么话可说呢？
Now this is, and Prabhupada in the translation says, indeed sometimes the Lord gives a spiritual body to such ambitious worshippers.
帕在这个要旨当中说，主会给予这样子的崇拜者一个灵性的躯体。
Rati api deham avyayam. Deha means body, avyaya spiritual or perpetual. So he gives a perpetual body.
Deha 的意思是躯体， avyayam 是永恒的。
So this.
Sorry.
There is a certain logic here, which has a technical name. It is called Kaimutya Nyaya. Kaimutya Nyaya.
这里有一个专门的术语来描述它。Kaimutya Nyaya.
Kaimutya.
Kaimutya.
Yes, Kaimutya. So Kaimutya comes from Kim and Uta. What to speak of?
含目下的意思是更何况呢？
So, this is a kind of logic. The logic is if something very big is possible, then certainly something very small is also possible.
这里的逻辑是，如果一个很大的事物都是有可能的，那么很小的事物自然是更有可能的了。
An example in another place Prabhupada gives is the story of Rama and his monkey friends building a bridge to Lanka.
Prabhupada 举了 Rama 和那些猴子朋友们建造一座浮桥通往兰卡。
It is said that this bridge was built with huge stones which floated.
就说这个是由巨大的石头建造起来的浮桥。
So one may doubt how is it possible for stones to float?
所以有个人可能会感到怀疑，石头怎么能够漂浮起来呢？
And so Prabhupada explains what is the difficulty for the Lord to make stones float.
汉帕德就说了，对于主来说，让石头漂浮起来有什么困难呢？
There is no difficulty because he also has no difficulty to make entire planets float.
对主来说没有什么难事，就像他也对让整个星球都漂浮起来也不觉得困难一样。
So that is an example of Kim Kaimutya Nyaya.
就是 Kaimutya Nyaya 的一个例子。
So in this case, he's saying that the Lord is able to give a spiritual body.
就在这里能够给予一个人灵性的躯体。
And therefore, it is not wonderful. It's not a wonderful thing that he can fulfill all desires of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha.
他能够满足达玛、阿塔、卡玛和穆沙的所有愿望，这也没有什么了不起的。
And so, because the Lord has such power, he's saying.Certainly, he can give me liberation, vimokshana.
因为主有这样的力量，他肯定会给予我解脱 moksha.
Yes. Now, moksha can be taken in two ways. With Gajendra, there is an immediate moksha, and there is, you can say, ultimate moksha.
Moksha 有两种理解方式，对个真者来说，有的是即时的解脱，还有长远的解脱。
Immediate danger of the crocodile, he is asking for liberation from this danger.
这个从这个当下的危险，这个鳄鱼口中，得到解脱。
But there is also ultimate liberation, becoming free from all material existence.
以及终极的解脱，摆脱一切物质的存在。
Now, in the next two verses, Gajendra is going to contrast his desire.With the desire of the pure devotees.
在接下来的两首诗节里，搞清楚把自己的愿望和纯粹奉献者的愿望做了一个对比。
He says these great devotees, they have no desire other than to glorify the Lord.
这纯粹奉献者除了荣耀主之外，没有其他的愿望。
So they never ask the Lord for anything.
所以他们永远不会向主祈求任何事物。
But he says, I am in a very difficult condition. I am in danger.
但是我是处在一个非常艰难的境况。我是处在危险之中。
And therefore I'm asking to leave the state.
Sorry, Maharaj, can you say again?
And therefore I am asking for relief from this danger.
因此我来请求从这种危险当中摆脱出来。
Okay, let's see. And so this is an example. Gajendra is an example of a devotee who is glorified in the Bhagavatam, even though he is asking for something material.
Gajendra 呢，就是作为佛教宝藏的一种奉献者的类型，即便是他在寻求一种物质的事物。
Because we often hear the question, if I am trying to be a devotee, should I or should I not ask for things from the Lord?
我们经常会听到有这样的问题，假如说我努力想成为奉献者，我是不是应该还向主去求一些事物呢？
So we know the ideal is to not ask anything from the Lord.
我们知道理想的状态是不应该向主祈求任何事物。
But if we feel some need, it is better that we approach the Lord than that we approach someone else.
如果我们觉得有一些迫切的需要，那最好是还是向主去祈求，而不要去向他人去祈求。
Okay, let's read verse 25, and then I think we can end.
我们来读一下25节，读完以后我们讲课就到此为止了。25节，我脱离鳄鱼的袭击后，不想再活下去了。内内外外都被愚昧覆盖的大象的躯体又有什么用？我只渴望永恒的超越愚昧的覆盖，这种覆盖不会因为时间的流逝而消亡。
So this is interesting because it seems like he's been praying for relief from this crocodile so that he can continue to live as an elephant.But now it seems he's saying, I don't want to live as an elephant anymore.
所以这一点很有意思。他祈求摆脱鳄鱼的口中，似乎是想要继续作为大象来活下去。但是这里说，我不想在大象的躯体中再活下去了。
So it seems that through this process of offering prayers,to the Lord, he has become purified.
似乎通过向主供奉祷文，他的内心得到了净化。
And so now he's in a position of, you can say, purely approaching the Lord. And so it will be possible for the Lord to reciprocate.With him, which he will do very quickly.
这似乎表示着在以纯净的心意在接近主，所以这个是主能够以恰当的方式来做出回应，那主也很快就会做出回应。
Yeah. So, that's very nice. Jiji vishe na aham iham ya kim. What is the use of living in this way, as this gross, gross elephant body.
住在粗糙的大象躯体里面，有什么用呢？
There is no point.
活得再久都没什么用。
This word moksha is coming several times, and we know it means liberation. So here he's speaking about the higher liberation.
Moksha 已经出现过几回，它的意思是解脱，这里面指的是更高形式的解脱。
So in this way, the Lord is preparing to appear.
这样主就准备显现在他的面前。
And we can see Gajendra's prayers as an extended invitation for the Lord to appear.
所以 Gajendra 的祷文呢，是一个标准的祈请主显现的祷文。
Okay, so I think it's getting to be late.
我觉得时间有点晚了。Maharaj, now there is one question by a devotee. Could you answer it?
Well, let's see what is the question.
Remember the Lord in that great pain. Is it a special case? For the devotee in the practicing devotional service stage, how to better remember the Lord? 这个问者的问题说感进者在遭受巨大痛苦中记起至尊主，这是一个特例吧？处在练习阶奉爱服务阶段的奉献者，怎么更好的记忆至尊主？
Well, that's the whole process. We want to practice remembering the Lord.
这就是我们的整个的程序。我们想要练习记住至尊主。
And Queen Kunti famously prays to the Lord to give her more distress, because that will give her more readiness to remember him.
Kunti 王后著名的祷文中，她祈祷让主给她更多的苦难，这样她就有更让自己更加做好准备去冥想意念至尊主。
Vipada santuta shashva tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yatsyat apunar bhadarshanam. By experiencing vipada, or dangers or troubles, bhavata darshanam, your darshan, will be available. Upunar bhava darshanam, and there will no longer be darshana of material existence, of bhava, material existence.
通过在这个这样的境况当中，我们就能够意念你，这样我们就不再面对生死轮回。
So that's a short answer. Our whole practice is meant for that purpose only, to develop our memory of Krishna.
所以这是一个很简单的回答。我们整个一个修行程序只是为了一个简单的目的，就是意念至尊主。
Okay, shall we end there?
Okay, thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maharaj, for tolerating me.
We were fortunate we had a quite good connection.
很幸运我们的这个网络连接很好。
Right. So I will say Grantaraj Shim Bhagavatam Ki Jai. And Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And Anantakoti Vaishnava Rinda Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Thank you, Maharaj. So next time, in January, I